The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com. BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's BizBait.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to VisitSunsetCountry.com. That's VisitSunsetCountry.com.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me.
Well, hey, everybody. I hope you're ready for today's show. We're going to have on, first of all, Captain Tony out on Lake Michigan early in the show because we want to get that on-the-water report before he gets too busy or gets too far out there. And then the director, yes, the director of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, Colleen Callahan, is coming on to talk about the department and a lot of the different programs and things that they've been working on the last year through the pandemic, et cetera, et cetera. So we're looking forward to that interview. Then Eric Owen, he will be on the show. He is a guide on the Wisconsin Dells area. That means below the Wisconsin Dells Dam, down to Castle Rock, and a bunch of different other places. And we're going to talk about fishing and guiding, but we're also how many of his clients, now this is pretty cool, are fishing and spending some time as a family doing touristy things. That's right, touristy things in the Dells area. So they go fishing, and then they go to the water parks, and they go to here. That's a cool thing to do. That sounds like a perfect weekend to me. And then we'll have in our last segment of the show the Aiden Fishing Report and other outdoor information. It's a full-packed show. Can't go away. So just sit back, pour yourself a cup of coffee, and enjoy it. But remember to tell all your friends to listen in on the new free ESPN Chicago app or go to Facebook Chauncey's Great Outdoors for information about the outdoors and video fishing information reports and more from across the great country. Now let's hear from Captain Tony, where? Somewhere on Lake Michigan. Hey, Tone.
Hey, good morning, Chauncey. How's everything going?
Hey, I'm doing great because we were out a little bit last week, and we had a great time catching fish. We had Eileen Rice out there with her husband, Bobby. We even had her Quinn. Friend of theirs, the young guy who took a nice lake trout there for his very first Lake Michigan fish. I was impressed.
Yeah, he did a good job on that fish for being a first timer, you know.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's not as easy as he thought it was gonna be, but you know, he did a great job there.
Exactly. So talk to me about the lake. What's going on?
Well, if you wanna catch fish, I wouldn't slow down till you hit about 150 and go as far east as you can. The other day I was in 213, then I was out in 250, then today I was out in 260, and there's some steelhead out there, there's still lake trout out there, and on the way back we took a couple kings.
You took a couple kings? Ooh!
Small ones, nothing big, you know, and a couple guys are catching some pink salmon. If the way you can tell a pink salmon, they got real small scales, mm-hmm. and they have black spots on their tail. They mm-hmm. almost fool you looking like a king, but they look like a coho,
mm-hmm.
but with very small, fine scales, and that's a pink salmon.
Well, that's cool, Tone. That's cool. And what are you throwing at them, besides the kitchen sink?
Well, we're running a lot of spoons, stingers, moonshines, silver streaks. Mix them up, find something working. run it. I've been running the old chicken bone, or is it chicken wing? There's so many names out there. You need the books from the manufacturers. So when someone tells you, hey, it's so-and-so a spoon, you can go look at the playbook and you know what he's talking about. I tell you, I mean, there's thousands of spoons out there, you know. It's like the flounder pounder, you know, the green flounder pounder was working on an 8-color for me today, you know, and actually he got broken off today.
No.
So, oh, yeah, he went bye-bye. So I had to stop at, like, Michigan Angler, Rob's place, and pick up two more.
Wow. Now, are you doing anything with, because I hear some guys are still putting a fly behind their Dodgers.
Yeah, I'm running a couple flies on a couple high rigs. I'm running some spin doctors on my dipsies. I got one with a Super Mag dipsy on there, and I got one with a standard dipsy. Super Mag dipsy on a wire rod will take you down probably 100+. You know, and I'm running my mono because I snapped the swivel on my other one, so I dropped him down, and he was taking fish, and he was a blue bubble with a blue bubble fly, and the other one was a coho killer. What do I got on him? A Mirage and teal fly, you know.
Okay, very good, very good.
And then on the riggers, I'm running good old Blinky down deep, 160 for lake trout. I got the green blade on the other side. Once in a while, we'll mix them up. Then I got the frog dodger with a black and silver fly on a rigger down about 75 to 90, depending where I see the marks on my graph. Always watch the fish on your graphs and target them.
Yeah. And one thing, everybody, when anytime you're out fishing, not just Cap Tony, but anybody, you go fishing yourself, and you're running deep water fish, and that fish grabs that lure and pops it off a downrigger, you have to realize that there's an awful lot of loose line out there that you've got to catch up to that fish. And you've got to crank that handle until you pick up all that line. You start feeling that fish again, right?
Yeah, there's always slack in the line, especially if they pop it off. They probably kick towards you. Some of them turn and go the other way, which is ideal. You know, you're hooked up. But I'll tell you what, lately they've been falling off, barely hooked. I think we had two hooked up really good today, and then the rest fell off in the net.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, even the steelhead. He had one little hook on him. By the time I got him into net, he fell off in the net.
That's called keeping pressure on the fish.
Oh, yeah. You know, what happens is they're fighting, thrashing back and forth. It don't matter what species. Wherever that hook is in the side of their mouth, as they're tugging back and forth, and you're tugging back on them, right where the hook penetrates their lip creates a gap. It gets bigger and bigger. Sometimes you rip their lip, and the hook comes out, or the gap gets big enough that they kick forward and they come right off.
Yeah, that's cool. You know, nothing.
You don't know until you see them.
That's right.
Or you don't see them.
If somebody wants to get a hold of you for a charter, what's the best way, Tone?
I'd call the office at area code 847-838-2037. You could also visit me on the World Wide Web at www.diamondghostcharters.com.
Sounds good. And what do we all yell on Captain Tony's boat?
Hey, grab that wrap.
Get the wrap.
That's the program. Hey, be safe out there, everybody.
You too. Thank you, Tony. That's Captain Tony. Hey, everybody. You're listening to Chauncey. I'm Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoyrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Ren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoyrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home. Wow.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
One pike, two pike, three pike, four.
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more. My name is Chad Chawalski.
And I'm DJ Sweeney.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
You can catch them in the lake.
If you ever grab a hold of one, your hands are going to smell.
Yeah, and careful where you hold them. They're ferocious as hell.
They got
them. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And I am with the director of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources and Cultural Resources, right? Because there's also cultural things under our umbrella, which is important to the state of Illinois. Colleen Callan. Colleen, how are you?
I'm good, Chauncey. Thanks for the invitation. And probably everybody who interviews, thanks for asking. But I really appreciate the invitation because the more opportunities we have to talk about the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, the more opportunities we have to explain what we do and to help others learn about what we do. So thanks for this chance to do that.
Oh, anytime, anytime. You're always welcome to come on here and talk about things. But now, you know, you've got some time under your belt, as they say. You know, we went through probably the most horrendous thing called COVID, and we're still going through it, but the department came through a lot better than I ever imagined.
You know, we did, Chauncey. It was baptism by fire, if you will, just to immediately recognize the need to close all of our sites, all of our recreational locations, all of our historic sites as well, not just our parks. At a moment's notice. And of course, came criticism for that from some circles. But in retrospect, it really was the right thing to do. We saw where other states, when they kept their locations open, had problems. When some of them closed them, then reopened them, they ended up having to close them again. So when we closed in mid-March and then began to reopen in May, and then all of them by the end of May, that gave us a chance to learn a little bit more about COVID and what it was and mitigations. It also gave us a chance, frankly, Chauncey, to get work done in the parks and at sites that is very difficult to do when you have crowds of people there. So by the time we were able to say welcome home and welcome back, it looked like we'd done a little renovation during that period of time. So we did come through it, and we learned that we can do our work remotely. We learned that we can meet in very different ways than we had ever met before. And as a consequence of that, we will now incorporate some of those positive things that we learned into pretty much every day's work at the department.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things that I knew the numbers were high, but, you know, 3.5 I'm not saying I'm saying billion dollars of impact. That's not chump change, Colleen.
It's not. What you're referring to, of course, is the economic impact, a little one-page graphic that we put together at the department to really kind of help us let people know what we do and the impact that we have. And it's not us. It's what our outdoors has to offer and what that economy means. It is $3.5 billion total state economic impact. But when you consider that you've got 40 million visitors at the sites, and they spend almost $2 million. That's significant. When you've got 2 million visitors at Starved Rock State Park, you can imagine what that means to the economy just in that region alone. So when you stop to think that we've got, as an example, 174 fishing sites, you know, if you're an angler, if you're an avid fisherman, you know where those fishing holes are, quote unquote, and you've got your favorite one. But who knew that the state of Illinois has 174 state sites that you can fish?
Right. I mean, and it's just, this is why Illinois is such an interesting state, because I can go from the flat prairies of nowhere, you know, that you go, there's nothing out here, but there is a lot. You just don't see in front of you, but there's a huge amount of prairie. But I mean, you go to the northwest corner and you've got all of the rolling hills and stuff. You go down to, you know, the Shawnee National Forest, Wren Lake and South. You go to, what's the Cypress Swamp? I just forgot that.
It's all on the Cache River. Yeah.
The Cache River. I mean, this is the northern.
It looks like you're in the bayous. I mean, it's swamp. There's cypress. If somebody blindfolded you from Chicago, Illinois, and said, we're just going to go on a trip, we'll let you know when we've reached our destination, but keep the blindfold on, and then we want you to take it off and then guess where we are in Illinois, you'd say, well, I'm not in Illinois.
Right, exactly.
No, that's exactly right. So the kind of terrain, the kind of habitats, that you don't have to leave the state of Illinois to have the enjoyment of an experience that you expect to have when you go to Wisconsin, you expect to see when you go to the Indiana Dunes, you expect to see when you're in Iowa. No, it's all here in Illinois. We just have not done a very good job of letting people know about what we have to offer in our state as it relates to our recreational activities and opportunities.
I will agree a bazillion times on that, because when I first started my business many years ago, I drew circles. Remember what those things we had them in school called compasses?
Yeah. Those old things, yeah.
I had a compass, and I drew half-hour circles for my house, and I put pins in this roadmap of every place to go fishing and every place to go see and every place to do this, and I got out 3.5 hours from the Chicagoland area, and 30 years later, I have not been to all of them. And that's what people need to realize.
Well, we've got 340 of those public land sites that you were just referring to, and then you add on the 56 state historic sites. And so we've got nearly 400 locations that the Department of Natural Resources is responsible for. And that's our job every day, Chauncey. As you know, it's the conservation, the preservation, and the presentation of our state's natural resources. That is no small responsibility. It takes a number of people to do that. And because, as you also know, 97% of the state is privately owned. 50% of that 97% is owned by farmers. It means that we do try and we do add to that public land base. But the more we add, that means the more personnel we need to maintain it and to keep it and to develop it. And so it's a delicate balance between what you're able to add to that public land space and then what you're able to really manage well.
Now, and when people talk about our department, they talk about the natural beauty, the places to go, and all those things. And if anybody who's listened to my show before or has read things, a lot of the state museums and things are under the umbrella of the Illinois DNR. But the thing is, these are, you go to a site and there's a museum, whether it's there or just offsite, it's you learn more about what's in your backyard. That's what I look at it.
You really do. You heard me say earlier that it is the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. Probably really ought to be the Illinois Department of Natural and Cultural Resources, because we do have the historic sites and we do have the Illinois State Museum in our portfolio. And we also, several years ago, the legislature put the historic preservation piece into our department as well. So when it comes to those historic sites and preserving them, that's us too. It's more than the deer and the duck and the fish that is the face of the agency, understandably. But there's just more to it than what meets the eye, I guess you could say.
Oh, yeah. And if you're, like I says, you know, sometimes the fish aren't always biting and sometimes the ducks aren't always flying, and or Lake Michigan's too hard to go out on with 7-foot waves, there's something to do here.
There is. And then you bring up Lake Michigan. You know, we also have the Office of Water Resources in our department. And who knew that we're responsible for letting out the water of Lake Michigan for the needs and uses of over 7 million people in that region. Yet that is also part of what we do. Yeah.
There's an awful lot here. And it you know, and it's, I know, I'm going to say it for you. It's not you. It's your staff that does this.
Absolutely. It's not me. I just talk about it. But they absolutely do the work. And I rely on them at this moment in time. I've said since I first started, I will rely on you to help me know what I need to know when I need to know it. Because I don't live their jobs every day. And many of them have been in those positions 20 and 30 years and sometimes more than 40 years. Once people come to the Department of Natural Resources, Chauncey, they stay. They believe in the mission, and they like the mission, they like the work. And even when there wasn't a budget for that period of time, and it was so uncertain, people still knew that it was their responsibility to conservation, preservation, and presentation of our state's natural resources. So it's really an honor to be the director of the department, but you said it best, I don't do it, I just get to talk about it.
She's also a little bit of Mother Nature, okay? She's got that touch to get that. She's a little Mother Nature because she can get all this going, and she sees not just the ducks and the geese and the deer. She sees the flowers, the trees, the waterways, the creeks. She sees it all and wants to make it good for all of us. Colleen, thank you so much for coming on.
Again, thanks for asking, Chauncey. I'll be back anytime you ask.
Sounds good to me. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella.
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Oh, phone is ringing. Let's see who's on the phone. Well, hey, Eric, this is Eric Owen, who is a guide up in the Wisconsin Dells area, and he's a guide for his company's called Fishbones Guide Service. Fishbones. I like that, buddy.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, now, Eric, you've been guiding many years in the Dells area, correct?
Correct.
Now, you said to me that you'd guide from the Dells Dam to, was it Castle Rock?
Yep, upstream to Castle Rock Lake.
Okay, and then you also do a number of the lakes and different, you know, bodies of water in the area, as well as some of the other streams and different things like that. But now here we are going into August. Well, we are in August, I should say. Well, we have August, September, maybe a little bit of October. What are you going to be looking for in these months in that area? Because you're not far from, really, you know, first of all, the Dells is a great tourism spot, but so you're not far from many of the other states.
Yep, absolutely. Fall time around the Dells area. August, we're still catching a lot of walleyes up on Castle Rock Lake. A lot of smallmouth bass below the Dells on the Wisconsin River. Just today, I had a family out on Lake Redstone. We did a little crappie fishing for a few hours this morning. So that's usually the best bite in August. September, we do a lot of sturgeon fishing below the Wisconsin Dells Dam.
Now, sturgeon fishing, that, you just piqued my ears on that one, my friend, because, you know, you hear a little bit about the sturgeon spearing and all that in Wisconsin in some of the rivers later in the winter, but what's it like catching a sturgeon, a prehistoric animal that hasn't changed in a few bazillion years?
They are incredible fish. There's nothing quite like them. Fishing for sturgeon is not an opportunity that very many people get to experience.
Mm-hmm.
And they fight incredibly hard for their size. Incredibly hard. I would have to compare them to the fight of a muskie. If you could cross a muskie and a flathead catfish and put them together, you would have a sturgeon as far as their fighting capabilities.
Really?
Absolutely. I've had sturgeon that when we hooked them, they would jump out of the water 4 or 5 feet, and we've had fish that took over an hour and a half to land.
It sounds like they're a locomotive in the water.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Once they decide to go somewhere, there's not much that can stop them.
Well, what do you got, saltwater gear?
We do use heavy tackle. Usually it's a medium heavy rod, 80 to 90 pound test line, usually braid and big circle hooks and a heavy weight to keep it pegged to the bottom.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of baits do you use for sturgeon?
Well, mostly we just use night crawlers.
Well, that makes sense.
Yep, night crawlers are the preferred bait of most of the people that fish sturgeon. Mm-hmm. On occasion, we will we'll put on some night crawlers, tip with some minnows and stuff like that, but 90% of the bait that we use is just a plain old night crawler. Mm-hmm. Tried and true bait.
Yeah. Do you do any fishing closer into, you know, later in the year, November, December also?
Yep. As long as the lakes stay open and free of ice, we still get out on the open water in the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Castle Rock, being Wisconsin's third largest lake, stays open a little bit later than a lot of the smaller lakes around the area. So mm-hmm. As long as the water is open and the landings are clear of ice, we're still out there fishing in the boat.
What about below the dam there? You get up that high?
Oh, yeah. So below Castle Rock Dam, the next dam down would be the Dells Dam, and fall is a fantastic time to target walleyes below the Dells Dam and all the dams in the area, for a matter of fact.
Yeah.
The walleyes really turn on heavy in preparation for winter, and it's usually pretty good action.
Yeah, there's nothing prettier than a picture of a nice walleye in the sun with all the colors, with all the fall color foliage behind you. It's kind of like, oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, nothing says Wisconsin better than that image right there.
Oh, God, I got goosebumps on my arms thinking about that. Everybody, we're talking with Eric Owen, who is the owner, and he's the guide for Fishbones Guide Service that you know, in the Wisconsin Dells area. And it's really a unique area because so many people go from the northern Illinois area and southern Wisconsin, make that run up to the Dells area because, A, it's a beautiful area. B, it's a tourist area. C, it's got great restaurants. You know, D, it's, you can, the kids can go and have fun. But you said earlier in this conversation, you had a family out fishing. Tell me about that.
We had a family coming out from, I believe they were from the Chicago area, mm-hmm. speaking of that area. They were coming up just to spend some time up here in the Dells, enjoy the water parks, and do the tourist thing. And the father and son wanted to sneak away this morning and do a little fishing before the wife and daughter drug them out to the water park. So they were out there for a couple hours, and we put a bunch of crappie in the live well for them to have a nice fish fry, and we all had a good time.
That sounds so cool, Eric. I mean, and this is exactly what I think you know, so many anglers, and like I said, it's whether it's male or female anglers, I'm talking anglers in general. They have, you know, they're separating their time between spending time doing a family thing together and doing a little fishing, or they try to incorporate the family in the fishing. And you're able to do that all in the Dells area because you can take the family out. And then the family can hit the water park and go crazy, and the kids can get tired at the end of the day. And, you know, mom and dad could just kind of sit there with a solo cup with a wink-wink, you know what I mean?
Sit along the pool and catch some sun.
Yeah.
Beautiful Wisconsin weather.
Yeah, yeah, you know, a little wink-wink there, okay. And so, I mean, that just sounds like a fun thing to do. If someone's gonna, you know, give you a call, and by the way, we're gonna say it a couple of times. What number what's the best way to get a hold of you for to set up a charter to go out with you?
They can contact me through my website at www.fishbonesguideservice.com, or they can give me a call or a text message on my phone at 608-547-2766.
Yeah. That's fishbonesguideservice.com, or the phone number that he just gave. You can get a hold of him there. And what was that number again, just so I can hear it again?
Yep, 608-547-2766.
Cool. And, you know, to go up there. Now, if somebody's coming out, besides having a fishing license, and Wisconsin is a little ahead of some states because you can go online, purchase your license, it stays in your phone, whether it's a short license or a year-round license, and the conservation officers accept that in Wisconsin as proof that you bought your license. Some states, they don't, but Wisconsin, they do. What else should they be bringing with them, with you, to go out with you?
I provide everything through my guide service, bait tackle. The only thing that they would need to bring is some weather-appropriate clothing and whatever they want to eat or drink.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool. I did see one thing that you prefer. All your drinks are not in anything glass.
Anything glass, yeah. Glass can get a little dangerous. Something shatters or something like that. We don't need kids stepping on glass or people putting their hands on stuff.
No.
Always thinking safety when we're out on the water.
Exactly. Oh, man, so walleye in the winter, sturgeon next month, crappie, and you said a mixed bag this, you know, going on now. Oh, man,
yep.
It sounds
like August, we're catching all sorts of stuff. So
it just sounds like a great opportunity to get out there. And whether you're fishing the river or one of the inland lakes, it just sounds like a great opportunity to get fishing in an area that you may not have thought about, and it's so close to home.
Absolutely. And the views around this area, the Wisconsin River Rocks and the bluffs of Devil's Lake, absolutely gorgeous. Something that everybody should experience at least once in their life.
Yeah, I know. When the last time I was up there, the not the guide, but one of the guys that I was with, kind of, he didn't yell at me, Eric. He kind of raised his voice because I literally was sitting there just looking at the shoreline and the trees and the rocks and just kind of get melting into it. I didn't even have my lure in the water. I said, it's pretty, guys. I got to see this too, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Growing up in this area, definitely are blessed for all the scenery and the natural resources that we have right around the Wisconsin Dells area. Mm-hmm.
So, that, as you said a couple times, that you grew up in the Wisconsin Dells area. So, all of these little haunts and stuff that you know, and little holes and dips and stuff in the river, you've known them for a millennia of years, huh?
Yep, and since my grandfather was taking me fishing, as soon as I was old enough to hold a pole, I've been out there and been on all these waters. So 30 years plus, I've been fishing these waters hard.
Oh, that's cool. And you probably feel Grandpa hanging on a boat once in a while when something's not going right, right?
Oh, absolutely. He's always there with me.
Eric, this is so cool. And once again, how long have you been guiding?
I've been guiding for about 6 years, but I've been guiding full-time now for 2.
Mm-hmm. Right, and fishing the river for over 30.
For over 30. I've been fishing the river with my grandfather and my family since I was, like I said, old enough to hold a rod.
Yeah, well, that's all you need. That's how I got into fishing. As long as I was old enough to hold a rod, not fall into the lake, my mom said, let's go. That's how we're going to do
Absolutely.
It. And most of your people, if they're how far from downtown the Dells area do you, where all the amusement, the parks, et cetera, are that you launch your boat at? How far is that away?
From the Dells, the first launch is only about 2 miles down the road. So the Wisconsin Dells Dam is right in the middle of town, and that is right in the area that we normally fish. So we just launch a few miles downstream.
Okay, so the people that are coming up there for to do more than one thing, they can do that, they can do that, and they can do that. And then take home a mess of crappie in the freezer and just enjoy them and remember all the good times of fishing. With
absolutely,
you know,
the photos and the memories.
Oh God, Eric, I want to go. I want to go. I want to go. I'm just going crazy here. Oh my goodness, you don't do ice fishing, right?
No, I do not.
Oh please, man! If you did ice fishing, I was going to fall out of the chair because I'm like, oh, now if this guy does ice fishing, if Eric does, we're going to go crazy. But literally, it just sounds like you're very good guide. You're somebody who's attuned to the area, but you're also attuned to the enjoyment of the people you're going out with to make sure they have the best time, opportunity, and enjoyment of the rivers, lakes, and that you guide on, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, it's the experience is half of a catch and fish is the other half. So if you're not with good company, it's not a good trip, and we always have a good time.
Mm-hmm. And once again, give the full name of the guide service and the website.
Fishbones Guide Service. The website is www.fishbonesguideservice.com, or you can reach me at my phone number, 608-547-2766.
That's right. Well, Eric, thank you so very much for coming on the show this morning and having some fun with us, and we're going to have to give you a buzz and maybe go do a little fishing up north there by the Dells area in my books, all right?
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you very much. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel!
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Ren Lake Area Tourism at VisitRenLake.com and EnjoyRenLake.com, BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's BizBait.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to VisitSunsetCountry.com. That's VisitSunsetCountry.com. Segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
Now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade setting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll and wander fishing hole. I can't think.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and I hope you're enjoying today's show, and, you know, we had a good time, but I want to talk to you about a couple of things here in our last segment. First of all, this week I went to the Illinois State Fair. Oh, what a great time, and if you've never been to your state fair, no matter where it is, you need to go. I'm telling you right now, you need to go. It was a lot of fun. People were the conservation world at the Illinois State Fair was fantastic. You can't go wrong with a little trip to the Illinois State Fair. Get down there. We still have it this weekend, so load up the car. It's only 3 hours from Chicago. Can't miss that. The Aiden Fishing Report is brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Papa, I hope you had fun at the State Fair. Well, yeah, I did. School started and did not get out as much, and hockey practice was fun, but I was really tired afterwards. I bet you were, little guy. Joey's parents, though, fished outside the St. Joseph area and found perch. That's right, Papa, I said perch. Mostly in 45 feet of water on the north and south end of the piers. Pier anglers that were fishing there, closer in the shore there, said they didn't catch anything, so you had to be out in 45 feet of water.
They also took some salmon, and only a few fish were caught in 120 feet of water and deeper. They caught trout, coho, and chinook. They used spin doctors and flies to catch most of their fish. Dad and I stopped at the Grand River after hockey practice, and my old buddies were catching catfish and making brats on a little barbecue grill. They were good. I had two. They said I can come by for dinner anytime. They were catching the catfish from 4 p.m. till after dark on nightcrawlers and chicken livers. Roger's dad and his buddies fished Lake Michigan from Muskegon, and they were getting salmon from 70 to 150 feet down in 100 to 250 feet of water on J-plugs, glow spoons, and flies. Early morning and after dark were the best times for them. Well, I'm tired from hockey, so I'm going to hope you get up soon so we can go fishing. Your fishing magician, Aiden. Love you. Please bring some stuff. Once again, that's my grandson. This report was brought to you by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Here's an important thing for you boaters. I don't care if you don't think you're carrying anything from one lake to another, but we're starting to see more and more inland lakes being infested with plant growth that was never there before. They're invasive species that somebody threw out there from an aquarium or whatever. But anytime you go from one body of water to another, make sure you go through the outside of your boat very, very well, even your live well. Don't carry minnows, a bucket of minnows from one lake to another, because all you're doing is spreading the little bitty spores that are going to create havoc on a lot of bodies of water. So please, please, please be careful. Hey, we're coming at that time of the year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and the Waterfowl Conservation Organizations are hosting the inaugural Waterfowl Hunters Expo Saturday, August 28th at the Sunnyview Expo Center in Oshkosh. That's Oshkosh by gosh. This outdoor family and dog-friendly expo will allow hunters to engage with the latest experts and technologies ahead of the Wisconsin migratory bird season. DNR migratory game bird biologist Taylor Finger will also be available to answer all of your questions about what's out there. The expo is going to feature the 2021 Wisconsin Duck and Goose Calling Championship, the fastest retriever contest, judging for the 2022 Waterfowl Stamp Contest, and a chance for hunters to showcase their rigs. In addition, the expo will also include hands-on exhibits and booths from all the different industries in the hunting area, habitat managers, and waterfowl scientists. General admission is going to be $10. Military and veterans, first responder tickets are only $8. Kids, $12. All dogs are free. Don't you love that? All dogs are free. That sounds like fun. August 28th. We got to check the calendar on that one. Now let's talk fishing. Lake Michigan, Chicago. You got to get up early and get out. Up early and get out, and that's the only thing I can say. You really need to do that. You're going to be in 150 to 250 feet of water, 100 foot plus down. My buddy, you heard Captain Tony at the beginning of the show, he's blue water fishing. It's deep out there. So you got to watch that. Flies, spoons, some flies for steelhead, and that's the activity there. In the harbors in Chicago, drum, largemouth bass, and a few smallies are being caught from Diversey South. Rock bass were caught. That's pretty much about it. No perch. No perch. Northwest Indiana, it's a little perch action showed up in about 25 to 35 feet of water for the boaters on small baits and minnows. You're getting a couple of Lakers and a few kings and coho and some steelhead are even mixed in with those fish. That's a good sign. Cook County Forest Preserves, Maple Lake, bullhead are very active. Catfish and a couple of gnawed and pike are being caught. Skokie reported bass on surface baits early and late. Catfish and a lot of small bluegills. Tampere, bass on golden roaches and small crappies off the piers on the peninsula area. There's a little peninsula fishing pier that juts off the peninsula. You can check that area out for crappies. Sometimes they're potato chip-sized fish, but that's okay. They're fish. Bussy Lake, good action, mostly on live bait before 10 a.m. or after 3 p.m. Wren Lake, and this is being brought to you by our friends at Wren Lake Area Tourism at enjoywrenlake.com. Crappier fare, holding in deeper water around 10 to 12 feet around any kind of structure you can find. Water is clearing up because they got some heavy rains in central Illinois, and those rivers dump in the Red Lake, so it muddied the northern part of the lake a little bit more than the southern. Catfish are very good, very, very, very good, and a good size at night. Bluegill, bass, stripers are pretty good and are being pretty much found all over the place. But remember, if you're looking to get hotel information, restaurant information, anything down in the Rend Lake area, go to enjoyrendlake.com. That's enjoyrendlake.com for a little bit of heaven at exit 77. Up on the chain of lakes in Lake and McHenry County, catfish are really good on stink bait, live bait, cut bait, night crawlers, pretty much anything alive or dead seem to be catching a catfish for a lot of anglers. Muskie are holding on the outsides of those weed beds waiting for panfish and crappie to make a mistake, come out of the weeds, and it's lunchtime in about 8 to 15 feet of water. Bluegill are also in those same weeds we mentioned. So getting baits into them can be a little bit tough, but they're also near brush and other things in the shallows. So, you know, fish any place you can find a little bit of structure like that that you want to work. Bass are a little bit slow unless you're fishing later in the afternoon into the evening hours. Along with some walleye are better at night current areas. Go to the current areas. My buddy Dave Dewey, he's a guide up in Wisconsin, said largemouth bass are being caught either flipping by the piers or on Carolina rigs in deeper weed lines in 15 to 20 feet. Smallmouth bass have been hitting in 33 to about 38 feet of water. Nightcrawlers or small yellow perch that you caught earlier in the day fished off of a Lindy rig are hot, 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 hot to go with right now. Bluegills and perch are in 12 to about 25 feet of water around the lake. On the weed lines, they are really nervous. Those fish, those bluegills, you could stay, they're like, I'm not going out there. You go out there. I'm not going out there. They're afraid to get out of those weeds because the pike are just hanging there. And they want that snack, little snack in the afternoon. Walleye and pike, though, fishing has been slow. Lake Geneva, small largemouth bass can be caught either flipping by those piers in a Carolina rig or on the deep lines. Largemouth bass, once again, are still in deeper water, you know, smacking a lot of stuff. Rock bass and bluegills, almost everywhere you throw a line, and you could probably catch one of them, it seems like. Weed lines in about 15 feet of water are sweet places to try. Chabanaw Lake, just about an hour west of Chicago, some largemouth on live bait fished in a little deeper. Bluegills should be good near any shade or weeds. Catfish, they're hungry. You got to get out there and work for them, though. Keep the baits closer to the bottom. Up in Fremont, Wisconsin, water levels are still up a little bit. The water is a little muddy. It'll start dropping better, but so, you know, don't get crazy out there. Aiden mentioned perch fishing up in the Muskegon area, but in the Benton Harbor area, perch were really slow. Mostly lake trout are being caught with a few salmon and 110 to about 200 feet of water right now. Whoop! That's the flute playing, so that must mean we're coming to the end of the show. And I always like to leave you with a Native American proverb. And this one comes from the Onondaga, from the traditional circle of elders. We must have respect and understanding for women and all female life on this earth, which bears the sacred gift of life. Wow. Remember that. We must have respect and understanding for women and all female life on this earth, which bears the sacred gift of life. Very true. We don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we catch. We're really borrowing it all from our kids of the future. We'll see you next week on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.